Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mark Galen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Sid Pandia, the CEO of Psych Insights. Good afternoon, Sid.
Good afternoon, Mark. Good to be here.
Yeah, it looks really nice where you are.
I'm actually enjoying a vacation in Hawaii. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm in Los Angeles.
Very well, similar.
Nice. It's nice out.
Yeah. So can we start with, can you give us a background, you know, a little brief introduction of your background and your work experience?
Absolutely. So I'm actually a current student at UCLA. I started Psych Insights after my freshman year in college, so 2018. And I'm a junior now. So I've been working on this for a while. Tried a bunch of different approaches. And we pivoted to building tools for remote teams in October 2019. I've been a Kleiner Perkins Engineering Fellow. So I've interned at a startup called Zumper, where I did software engineering and did some enterprise product management as well. So I have some enterprise experience there as well.
Wow, that's quite an impressive resume for someone that's still in college. That's very nice. So you're in a unique business, and I'm going to treat you a little bit differently here than most podcasts, but how did this stay in place affect your business and your student life?
Absolutely. So I'll answer those, I guess, in two parts. So the business and the student life part. A bit of context, at Psych Insights, we're an enterprise SaaS company. We build tools to help remote teams work better together, and specifically with respect to building more effective, more empathetic remote relationships. So obviously with the entire world going remote and stay in place becoming the reality for the next few weeks and possibly longer, it's reached a situation where, so there's three types of companies. There's the companies that were already all remote, had no HQ. There's the companies that were distributed and had multiple locations and had some infrastructure around remote work. And then there's the companies that were all in person that have had to really set up the whole remote work infrastructure from scratch. So those three types of companies have been impacted in different ways in general. All remote companies, their workflow hasn't been impacted, but of course with the hit to the economy, their customers have been. And so I guess everybody's right now sort of struggling with respect to revenue and whatnot. But so that workflow hasn't been affected as much for all remote companies. And those were our sort of that was our initial early target market to begin with. So I think the big thing, the core of our target market hasn't really been affected that much. What I will say though is with distributed teams and in-person teams, physical location teams going all remote, now there's been a huge influx in demand for tools that have helped manage remote relationships, and specifically with everybody struggling emotionally right now and with a lot of people dealing with a ton of stress around their job security, as well as just in general with the COVID-19 situation, it's more important than ever that managers lead their team with empathy and show their team that they care about them. So that's something that we found a lot of our customers in terms of managers have been using our product for is showing their team that they care about them and building those strong working relationships in a remote setting. So as far as the business goes, COVID-19 has opened the playing field and allowed a lot of other managers that wouldn't have otherwise been users of our product to see the impact of something like this. And obviously the value add is relevant even for in-person teams. So hopefully as people start going back to the office, people will continue to use it and help build relationships through it. So as far as the business goes, it's been pretty overwhelming in terms of demand for our product. We've been sort of fighting on all fronts to keep up with demand, which is a good and a bad thing. As far as student life goes, I go to UCLA. I'm a junior studying computer science. And so our student life has been pretty much come to a halt. They've transitioned to all online classes. All our classes are over Zoom. Even our like exams and midterms and finals are being administered online or being made optional and turned into take-home tests. So as far as like student life goes, there's really no social life. The only social life is we've been getting on Zoom calls with our friends, and student clubs have been trying to run themselves remotely and virtually. But it is difficult to maintain engagement right now with within student orgs. And in general, it's other than FaceTiming and video chatting with my friends, which I do and a lot of people do, it's hard to sort of actually, or well, it's impossible right now to meet people in person. So that's been quite a bummer. But I think this is going to change the way we think about obviously work and from the business end, as well as being a student for good, where we're going to realize that we can't be so dependent on in-person locations, whether it's for studying or whether it's for running a business. And so obviously everybody says that this is going to become the new normal where companies are going to reduce their dependence on in physical location, the physical office space, and realize that there's really no need to have an office space, especially in expensive cities like New York and San Francisco anymore. So I think going forward, the landscape of what work looks like and what studying looks like is going to significantly change.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I know a little bit about what Psych Insight does, but can you share with us what the product actually does and how you got started?
Absolutely. Great question. So we actually started on a different company where we were trying to build a crowdsourced news discussion platform and show people news content based on their personality and show people discussions about news content that was written by people with maybe differing political views, but similar personalities, so that you'd find more interesting sort of opinions about things that you don't necessarily agree with, but you might find interesting to sort of push people's boundaries and sort of capitalize on that niche of the growing moderates that want to see both sides of every given viewpoint. So that's where we started. And then we realized that we're just telling people about the technology that we built. A couple of people asked us if they could use it for their team at their company. And that's when I realized that the impact of this for enterprise is much greater. So we pivoted to building Psych Insights. That was in roughly September 2018, coming out of like UCLA's undergrad accelerator program. Then we did, we tried first building like a whole suite of like personality and workplace psychology based performance management tools, basically integrating the aspect of like understanding your personality and things like that into the way you run performance management. That didn't work, failed miserably, learned a ton, then pivoted while in the UCLA Anderson, the management school accelerator. We pivoted to building like a tool for onboarding to help managers understand their new hires better and build strong relationships with them. But I think the big pushback we got there was also managers felt like in an in-person setting, it's much easier to build a relationship. And that's where over the summer, we kind of saw that remote teams were really taking off even before the whole COVID-19 situation. Since I would say over the past, since 2018 or 2019, it's been the rapid growth in remote teams has been always coming. And I always felt like this is a way that's unstoppable. The world is going remote. And so in October 2019, we started from scratch and said, hey, let's build tools to help remote teams like communicate better and build better relationships. So we talked to 150 remote managers, individual contributors, and asked them, what are some of the things that you like, don't like about remote work? And we kind of came at it with a clean slate. And overwhelmingly, they said, the biggest problem I face as a remote manager is how do I communicate effectively with my team? But specifically within that, how do I get to know who these people are that I'm not meeting that much in person? Sometimes I might meet them at a company offsite, maybe once a year or twice a year, but I'm not really like building a relationship with them. And so it's really hard to get to know, how do I give feedback effectively to this person? How do I communicate with them? What are they like and how do they like to be interacted with? And so how can I lead my team with empathy? And that's the sort of the problem we're trying to solve. That's why we built our first product, which is Kona, an AI-powered Slack bot for remote teams, because we saw most remote teams are pretty dependent on Slack for their asynchronous communication. And so basically what Kona does is it analyzes the way you and your teammates interact on public chat Slack channels and then creates a sort of a personality profile for each person on the team. So what a lot of remote companies were doing, and we talked to people at Buffer and GitLab and some of the other like top remote companies, and what they do is for senior management, they have people write a long work with me doc called a user readme. And this is basically like you write a long explanation of like, this is who I am, this is what I like, these are my strengths and weaknesses, this is how I like to work. And at GitLab, for example, this is actually a public document. So the CEO has his strengths and weaknesses up there on his readme for the world to see. And because of this culture of radical transparency, this helps them build relationships. But the problem with the readmes is that one, they take a lot of time to write. So writing out a whole doc is something that takes a lot of time. And more importantly, many people just don't know. And personally, I wouldn't say that I'm self-aware enough to be able to write a really long document about my communication style. Mm-hmm. And even having worked, like a lot of managers that we talk to have with 10, 15 years of experience, it's more so something that you aren't able to talk about explicitly and write about. And so there needs to be a tool that actually sort of encourages you and jogs your mind and gets you to think about your communication style explicitly. Also, the problem with readmes is that there's no easy way to use this information. If I see somebody's readme, there's no way I can actually apply that to my interaction with them, right? So given those three problems in mind, what Kona essentially does is it creates an AI-generated readme for you that you then discuss with your manager in your one-on-one or with whoever you're working with, and you go through it and talk about your communication style. And we found that having explicit conversations about the AI generated insights, maybe even if a couple of them are wrong, it basically says, this is what the AI thinks about you based off of the way you've communicated. You can edit them. You have full control over what other people see. But the goal is to encourage people to have conversations with their team about what's the best way I like to communicate. How do I like to use Slack? How do I like direct or indirect feedback? Do I prefer public or private praise? Questions like that, as well as just in general, who am I? Am I an extrovert or an introvert? And getting to know how I like to work. Having a tool guide me to have an explicit conversation about it is something that we found our consumers, our customers find really, really impactful. So that's what's been, I think, the biggest value add for our customers so far.
Very interesting. Very interesting technology. It's interesting you say it's, you know, how you like to work. I think the younger you are, you're probably not as aware as these things as you are as you get older. And I can tell you the way I like to be approached by things is totally different at my age than it was when I was just got out of college. So and does your software learn as time goes on?
Absolutely. So because of the way because we were able to sort of identify each person's personality along something called the 5-factor model of personality, it's the Big 5 personality assessment. We're able to then see these kinds of people with these kinds of personalities are interacting and responding to certain situations in certain ways. And so as it gets better, it understands you better and better. And it's able to give people more specific insights about, hey, this word might not work for this person, or they might be ticked off by this kind of language. But also, these are the times when they prefer to be reached out. This is the time when it's best to reach out to them on Slack and don't disturb them at these times because they're remote and they're going to pick up their kids from school and make them a snack or something like that.
Yeah, cool. So you mentioned the increase in demand since COVID, and that's interesting. So how did you cope with that? That's, you know, upscaling and you know, is a very hard thing to go through. It's a great problem to have for a business, but until you're in it, you don't really know what it's like. So what was your experience from that?
Oh, it's been a tough journey, especially in terms of managing like the scalability of our engineering system. We started off just like really quickly building a minimum viable product, getting it out to customers who really wanted it and sort of putting it out on remote work groups on LinkedIn early on. This was in January 2020 before COVID happened. But then as COVID started hitting in February, March, and people started voluntarily going remote, we were overwhelmed with the number of people that were signing up and my inbox was always flooded with, hey, this person signed up to pilot, this person's clicked on the wait list. And so the only way to do it is spending a ton of time on actually refactoring our whole engineering system. So instead of, we had to do a ton of work around setting up scalability. So setting up like a whole task queue we're all built on AWS. So I just spent a whole week in the weeds, refactoring the entire engineering stack, making sure that things can really handle scale. And I think going through that fire and putting out a ton of like issues and bugs that came up in those like 2 weeks when I think I just like put down the hatchet and said, hey, we're gonna stop everything, make sure we can handle scale before we really roll this out and go like full force into the market with this. And so that's really paid off in terms of it's allowed me to not have to spend as much time on just minor bug fixes and resolving engineering things. It allows me to work closely with our customers to understand what the value it is that they're getting out of it, getting a ton of feedback and iterating on product features and enhancements.
So is it safe to say that you went from beta to production in a short period of time?
I would say we went from alpha to beta in a short period of time. We're still in beta. And we haven't publicly launched yet. The website basically, yeah, you click try for free and you sign up and we reach out to you still. We still like to have a little bit of a high touch with our customers just so that we can work closely with them and get feedback. But we went from alpha to beta where we were reaching out to people and instead it was people reaching out to us to sign up very, very quickly.
Interesting. Well, I mean, these are the good problems you like to have as a business, but it's also very long days, correct?
Extremely. I don't remember what free time is like.
Yeah, but the good news is you don't have to drive to school. So you did pick up a little time.
I think that the big advantage of remote learning has been that I can now manage my school in off time, and I don't have to actually be physically present in class all the time. I think that's been really, really helpful for me. And I personally, I'm a big believer in online education in general, but that's a topic for another time.
Yes, it is. Well, Sid, this has been fascinating. I think you got a great product there, and I hope you're out of beta into production soon. And I think a lot of people will benefit from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're actually currently thinking about doing a public launch in the next few weeks. So if that happens, keep an eye out for it.
I will. Maybe we'll do another podcast. You can tell us the experiences of going live during a pandemic.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Mark.
All right. Bye.
Bye.